Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Sife.
I'm Gina.
And thank you for listening to the Interracial Odd Couple podcast all year long for the year 2021. Wanted to check in real quick with you guys to let you know that we are still alive and breathing.
Yeah.
On this New Year's Eve.
I was like, what is that? Yeah. It's like, we didn't do it.
Somebody already driving drunk. Hopefully everybody's staying.
High and right.
Hopefully you had a great Christmas.
Yes.
Positive vibes. If you weren't able to spend Christmas with your family or friends or loved ones, we send our hearts out to you guys, mm-hmm. man. We send our hearts out. And sometimes if you're around the in-laws, it's overrated anyway.
It is.
But hopefully you're staying safe, social distancing, of course, with the surge of the COVID-19 pandemic still on the rise right now.
Yeah.
A new variant is out there in the streets.
I know it.
More contagious. Hopefully you're staying safe.
Boosting the immune system.
Yeah, doing what you got to do out here, man.
Get that vitamin D.
Man, take all them vitamins. C, D, E, F through Z.
Zinc.
Mm-hmm. All of it.
Get it.
All of it. You can't OD on vitamins, man.
Nope.
But we do want you guys to be safe on this New Year's Eve, New Year's night, whenever you decide to listen to this. We will be back in February, and we want to make this announcement now. We are going to start off next year with every other week format. We're going to go every 2 weeks instead of every week. We'd be busy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'd be busy. And plus, we want to concentrate more on the quality of the content, too. Give us a little breather in between each week. It's hard to do it every week when we have so much going on.
It won't matter. I still won't remember.
We'll just have to write down on the whiteboards around the house little notes of things to remember to talk about, right? Well, babe, you want to tell everybody anything before we close out this year, this season of season four of the Interracial Odd Couple?
To stay safe, go into 2020 with positive vibes,
mm-hmm.
and keep it rocking.
And smoke.
Smoke it every day.
Well, hopefully you guys enjoyed our surprise episode of Think Like a Stoner. Gina was on one.
Was I now? Whoops.
If you guys want to check out that episode, just go back to the last episode that we put out of Think Like a Stoner. That was a pretty fun time that we had.
I'll have to look into it.
Yeah.
I don't remember it.
Well, one thing I want to leave off with everybody, too, going into the new year, have a plan. We don't know what 2021 is going to bring. Things are not going to magically get better when we wake up tomorrow morning.
But keep faith.
Yeah.
Keep faith.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Stay positive the best you can. Things are rough on a lot of people. A lot of people right now. My uncle is recouping from COVID-19 himself. It's been hitting close to home, and I get the weird feeling that, I don't know, I think everybody's going to get some parts of it at some point. Mm-hmm. Whether you take the vaccine or not, that's your prerogative. But yeah. Just stay safe. Do what you can. OD on them vitamins, man.
Mm-hmm.
Do that.
Eat healthy as you can.
Mm-hmm. Exercise if you're able to exercise. Mm-hmm.
Get that sun.
Yep.
At least an hour a day.
Yep. You got to get that UV rays on your skin, man.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get those, too. But hopefully you have a good new year. You have a good weekend. Don't wait on the judge next week. Being in jail doing some stupid shit.
Yeah.
Don't be that guy.
Bail money. So. Yeah. Come on now.
Yeah, that $600 ain't going to get you out, fam. It's not going to do it. But, yeah, just have a plan in place. It's going to be rough starting off into the new year. A lot of us got some time we have to make up. A lot of ground. It's nobody's fault.
Mm-mm.
We got to make up some ground, man. We're going to be busy, too. There's a lot of things that we got to get in place for ourselves. And everybody else is doing the same thing that I talk to. You know, some of our friends and stuff and family, they trying to come up with plans and schemes and stuff, too, to, you know, make up ground that we've lost this year, and yeah. also expound on some of the positive things you may have been able to embark into this year.
Yeah.
So.
There's been a lot of good things for people,
mm-hmm.
as well as, you know, yes, we've had the very bad things, but there's been a lot of good things that's happened to a lot of people
yeah.
that I've seen, so.
Mm-hmm. Also, you know, renewed, just looking at different businesses that may have, you know, unfortunately went out of business due to the pandemic and all the other stuff too. And I've seen some people flip it around and turn their whole business model into something else, and it's doing pretty good. You know, so it's all about how what you're able to do. I mean, it's tough. It's hard to figure things out, but it can be done. There's a silver lining. There always is. It can be done.
Yes.
You might as well go ahead and give everybody a little quick last family update of the year real quick. What's been up, babe?
Let's see. Oh, Caleb came into town.
Yes, he came for Christmas.
He did come. Well, he didn't come for Christmas. He came that weekend. So we all had this short little mini vacation. So we were going everywhere. We went to this, our dino park. That's so dumb. But it was cool also, but it was just like, okay.
Yeah. The other reason why we went, and I didn't even have my phone with me the whole time because I would have took some of those, but we got pictures on your phone of some of the activities there at the Dino Park and going to Dave and Buster's, and you was dropping J's on that bitch. Got you posted on Instagram right now dropping J's in that bitch. Yeah. But yeah, because Caleb came to town and I got to meet his girlfriend and her son.
Mm-hmm.
He's 8 years old and he loves dinosaurs. And that was one of the biggest things Kyle wanted to do for him. So we had a good time seeing Caleb. It was good to have him in town.
Yeah.
And we had fun. We had some great gifts from everybody.
We did.
We exchanged some pretty cool gifts.
Yep.
And we had a good time.
We did have a great time.
We did have a good time.
So it was a blessing. So.
Yeah. Yeah, we are definitely fortunate that we were able to spend, you know, family with or spend the holidays with our family. We're fortunate in that way. If you weren't able to, we do send our heart out to you. Mm-hmm. We definitely understand that. I've had holidays where shit was pretty whack, man.
Yeah,
because it was pretty lonely and depressing. I get it.
This was a last minute thing, so I'm glad
it did turn out.
It turned out.
Yeah,
they were able to come. So. Mm-hmm. Yep, it was nice.
It was nice. And hopefully things died down a little bit next year, you know, that way we could do a little bit more traveling and stuff like that to go see them. And but we'll just have to wait and see what happens and go one day at a time and, you know, try to keep our head up and as positive as possible during these trying times. So, and if you ever want to reach out to us, you can look us up in our description of the podcast, any social media outlet, we out there. Any parting words for the end of the year, dear?
Just stay positive. Just no matter what you do, just keep putting that positivity out there, especially for yourself.
Yep, that's right.
In your brain. Just keep that brain thinking positive.
Yeah, do what you got to do, man. Keep I've been that. Killing my body on these streets with that Fitbit, man. I sure have. I'm like, man, I got to get it together now.
Yeah.
I got to get it together now. So, this is our last episode of season 4. This is part 2 of the highlights of some of the funniest moments that we've had of this year from the second half of this year. If you want to check out the first half of our highlights, it's a few episodes back, 2020 highlights and funny moments that we've had on the podcast. This is the second half that we're going to leave you guys with on the end of this podcast. Hopefully you have some laughs out of it. Maybe you're laughing with us or at us. We don't give a fuck.
Whatever you want.
Yeah, just some highlighted moments of what we thought was some funny moments of the podcast on the second half of 2020. So hopefully you enjoy that. We appreciate every single one of you guys that listened to us and how the podcast has grown this year. We're looking forward to new growth next year. Keep spreading the word, and we will definitely talk to you in a month or so.
Bye.
Happy New Year, bitches.
Stay safe.
Deuces. Where'd that glitter come from? Of course, that ain't what that ain't our relationship. We don't get down like that. No. You would give a fuck anyway. Like, go ahead. Fine. She better be putting some money in your pocket. It's the same thing I said to you while you was in Texas.
Hmm.
Being funny, I was like, you know, it's been hard trying to keep my side bitches happy. While you been away, you was like, they better be keeping my side of the bed warm, too. And me cracking the fuck off. I'm like, really, woman? Damn, it's like that. What? Why? I'm just saying.
You wanted us.
Ladies and gentlemen, man, imagine where you have a pimple in one of the most annoying spots on your body and multiply that by 200 and call it a boil. and I have it in the crack of my meaty ass, man.
I know.
It's just been killing me, and Gina's been just enjoying life, giggling at me, teabagging me to death.
I did. I teabagged him.
And not with a strap on. Matter of fact, that particular trip, the hottest chick we saw was at the hotel bar.
I was our bartender. She was so pretty.
I like the bun.
She had some awesome boobs.
Her tits was, they were great.
She said she
you wanted to
for
take them home.
I did.
And I said we could work
I'm
that out.
Borrow them? Hey, was your doctor?
We could bring the whole girl home. At least she was cool too. She just
she
laughed.
So nice.
She's like, yeah, I know my tits are fabulous.
They are. Jeez.
And you were like, can I touch them? And I was like, yeah, I'll watch that. All right. Another shot, please. Might leave the hotel key room down.
There's gifts in there.
Really?
I have to do this for the gifts.
Seriously,
I can't
woman.
Send them back.
I'm pretty sure you could have kept the gifts.
So, total, you know, and not, I love this man, I'm going to get it married. No, it was totally the gifts. So, yeah, there's a sign number one.
That's ridiculous.
Let's see. I fell up the stairs.
Okay. Before you get to the... What? Okay. Hold on.
So, right in the middle of everybody.
Before you get to that part, were the gifts even worth it? Was there anything in there that was worth it?
Yeah. I think he pawned them all, but yeah.
And I'm glad you got me a shirt.
Yeah.
That matches yours.
Yeah.
Like a good neighbor. Stay over there.
Yeah.
Yep. And you also celebrated our daughter's birthday down there.
We did.
She turned 19.
19.
And if you go on our Interracial Odd Couple podcast Instagram page, I did post a happy birthday to her. And I also let motherfuckers know what time it is when you swipe left.
Hey, dear. Jesus. Everything was good timing right then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to that, though, even though you have to find a common interest, you definitely have to have what?
Good sex.
Well, yeah, you gotta have good sex, man.
I don't know.
Some of that Adam and Eve garden sex. Is that what we're talking about?
I don't know.
You come suckle your forbidden fruit.
We didn't get to try that.
You also have to have your own space.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. That is a big part of that we talk about on our podcast. Gina's woman cave, she cave, couldn't have got constructed fast enough.
That girl was out, and I was in.
Daughter's old room, gone. Our son moved in next door to them, and he said, and I said, the first thing I asked him was like, so how's the house treating you? And the first thing out of his mouth was what? Well, the fucking house is haunted.
Yeah.
And we took him last weekend to Wally World. We had to help him get everything. He was trying to, he had to get the litter box. He had to get all that ready to go.
Because he's like, what do I get? Where is it? I can't find nothing.
I'm like, man, just follow me, man. And if you guys that listen to us here in Wichita, Kansas, well, you know we went to Bulletproof Pony and Broadway. So, you know, our white son was a little lost up in there. But Gina like, shit, I grew up around the corner. Hell, I raised y'all around the corner.
Shit, this place hadn't changed.
I'm like, man, yeah, it's the same Walmart I've always went to. That part of town, shit. What you mean? Southside, ho.
May have been 22 years, but I still can get
around
here.
Still the same, yep. This is the time where you better have some rednecks and some thugs in your family circle, or it's somebody you can reach out to. Shit, people want to talk shit about it, but shit, you better know some rednecks and thugs for real. If you need some guns and ammo right about now.
And some friends.
Mm-hmm. If Bill at the office goes out during his lunch break and he pulls up to and he walks up to a strange car, brothers in the parking lot, just mind your damn business.
Good friends.
Just mind your fucking business, everybody.
Jesus.
But that's also congratulations to those states. If you are tuning in from those states, congratulations to you guys. Shoot us a DM and let us know what y'all got cooking up out there in the regions.
Don't cook it for too long.
We might make some illegal transactions.
Okay. Well, let's bleep that out.
No, bleep the shit. What they gonna do? Prosecute me? I don't smoke.
Y'all can come and knock on the door, because I've had them knock on the door before.
That was before she was with a black man.
True.
Because I wouldn't be here recording this podcast today. Fuck out of here. Fellas. Have you ever been subjected to being thrown into the doghouse? Did you have to sleep on the couch?
When did you ever have to sleep on the couch?
Never. And that's okay. The point I was getting ready to get to. Is your woman so mad at you she made you sleep in the car?
I'm trying to see where you're going.
Babe, how should people handle arguments in the household or disagreements?
Well, take five and then come back at it.
Take five? What do you mean, 5 days?
In our household, it's probably 5 days. Because yours might be 5 minutes. I don't know. Ours is about 5 days.
It ain't no damn 5 days.
Okay, three.
Yeah, maybe three.
Three.
Because somebody even cracked a joke the other day, too, talking about Nana was saying, we are the homekeepers. We don't like it when they're home. Yep. I was like, really?
Yep.
That's how you gonna do us? That's how you gonna do your men and your lives?
Yeah. You fuck up our routine. Then we have to come up with another routine, and well, it's difficult.
It's not my fault that I'm on furlough again. I don't think I even announced that. Yeah, you're working all right.
Tell us how life is out there for your age.
Tell everybody how old you are.
I'm 19.
Speaking to the microphone.
I'm 19.
There we go.
I don't want to be that close.
You're 19.
Yeah.
And that's about it, huh?
What else is there to be 19? There's nothing. I didn't even want to be an adult after I became an adult. I wanted to go back.
See how quickly, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of parents that listen to our podcast. Mm-hmm. We always remember those days. And we used to tell you and your brothers that.
You're
in a rush to grow up. But once you do, you're going to realize this shit is some bullshit.
It is more than bullshit. It is more than bullshit.
Still hitting mom and dad up for a little bit of grocery help every couple weeks.
Them ramen noodles. You can make them any type of way you want. You can make them into spaghetti. You can make them into chicken Alfredo. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Obviously, her father is black. And what's your favorite seasoning you like to throw on the ramen noodles? Go ahead and tell them.
There's the lemon pepper, the garlic, salt.
I guess there was a lady behind her stopped and I could hear her in the background yelling at her, it's okay, get out the car. And Janae was like, I didn't want to move. I wasn't going to move. She's like, I just wanted to go ahead and die.
Yeah, she sounded calm, cool, and collected a couple weeks ago on the podcast, but literally she's really dramatic person over the littlest shit. I won't insinuate where she gets some of that from.
So she,
Mom.
The lady's trying to get her to get out the car. She won't get out the car.
She's fighting everybody. She's cussing out God.
Because she sees all these cars, so she can't open her door.
Uh-huh.
So she's freaking out.
She was scared to get out. I'm like, climb out on the passenger side.
She wouldn't climb out the passenger side. She ended up opening the driver's side door with all the traffic going by and screaming. The lady pulls her over, she said. And she said, this lady kept just patting me on my shoulder saying, it's okay. It's in God's plan. She said, God didn't want me to not drive. She was screaming. She's like, I just wanted to kill this lady. She's like, I was so embarrassed. She said, all the fire trucks came. And they were all over there. And they were so hot, though, Mom. No, I'm like, oh, my God, Janae.
Yeah, I was like, do you guys have a calendar?
She's like, even the police were, Mom.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm like, well, maybe they have, you know, a day, a week that they
seen just, hot guys to a nice hot car.
Guys work today. So, yeah, she had a day that day.
Yeah, after the podcast. Literally after that recorded. If you want to go back to that episode, it was 2 weeks ago. I can't have her around me when I'm building stuff.
We don't get along very good when it comes to construction.
No, we do not at all. We don't. That's what, like, I can't have it around. And then she had a nerve to tell me, even during the middle of this last summer one time, well, you're the one who builds stuff. And I'm like, well, then let me fucking build and leave me alone. It's 112 out here, and you still standing there supervising and shit. Whose mind would I most like to control for 37 minutes? And go.
I don't know. What's that science guy? He would be fun to control. At least get into. me?
Damn it. Yep, you. What the fuck? I ain't thinking about no science guy. If I got 37 minutes to control your mind, shit.
Good time.
Who's gonna fuck that up? Come on, man. Just saying, man. All the shit I done thought. That's what took me so long to read the question.
I know. That's why I went to, from extreme to like not.
But I'm
extreme.
Like, man, I gotta bring this back down to 37 minutes, not 37 years.
My, see, 30, there was my 37 year science guy to me. See how it worked? All right, we're on the same page.